And I am joined by Aidy Solman. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Not bad. How are you? Nice to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon.
It's very good to be here, man. Very good to be here.
So you're originally from Grantham, isn't it?
Yeah, Grantham's, that's kind of where I went to school and, did a lot of my growing up there. But it was actually, lived in a small village called Long Benetton, which is like 20 minutes from Grantham. But Grantham's pretty much my hometown and Nottingham is like my second kind of home because there's not a huge amount going on in Grantham, so I'd always come to Nottingham for cinema kind of stuff.
Okay.
Or clothes shopping, you know.
So we can still call you a Nottingham boy.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. So for those who don't know, Aidy is a Nottingham boy, and you have released you've had your first EP, This Is My EP.
That's, yeah.
And then you had so people may know you for your songs What's the Score and So Lost.
Yeah.
And you've currently just released your new single Running Away with the remix.
Yeah, exactly. Running Away, Winter James' remix has just gone out. And the first two EPs were released last year. So that's all correct. And so far it's been good getting the record out, and it's just been good to release music in,
It's
been a while, so it's nice to kind of get into the album campaign, and there's an album coming this year, so I'm excited, man.
It's exciting. Yeah, I heard Running Away quite recently actually, and I do really I really like it. Like, it's got a lot of the reggae kind of vibes,
yeah,
that quite summery, but
yeah,
obviously your voice, you do have quite a soulful voice at the same time. And
thank
what
you.
I've noticed with your music is you have this kind of reggae sound, but then you also have slightly, and then you do have this soulful voice and the kind of R&B side
totally,
to it in a way.
Totally. Yeah, definitely. It's I like to blend kind of the R&B and reggae. I don't really know where the reggae sounds come from, because it's not even like I've ever been like a hardcore kind of reggae head or dub head. But I really used to like ska music when I was growing up, and I think my dad played a lot of African music and reggae records, and was a big Bob Marley fan. So I think that's how that kind of creeped into my music. But it's weird because I felt like I listened to so much music and so many different genres that they all kind of, I like to think they come across in my music all in kind of little bits, and it's a bit, bits of flavors, everything.
It does have quite a, like, your music does have quite a sound that sometimes you wouldn't say is like a Nottingham sound, or isn't a British sound even in a way, and you've done quite well to get international fans and kind of support even in the past year, really.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because when I was started first doing gigs, I was in Liverpool. And as like lovely as that experience was, amazing 3 years down there, and the support I got there was amazing as well. But it was completely different. Like it was completely different to when I came to Nottingham, because despite it not being a Nottingham sound, like, Nottingham is a very multicultural place, and there's definitely a place for hip hop, reggae, R&B,
yeah,
soul here, especially in the scene. And when I was kind of coming through, you had artists like Harley Blue, Liam Bailey, Natalie Duncan, Nina Smith. And then at the same, which are soul artists, and then at the same time, you had like Dog Is Dead, Jake Bug was coming through. So it was a really fruitful kind of scene.
Yeah,
and,
definitely an eclectic mix.
Yeah, definitely. And my music actually like felt right at home here. It was hence why in all the interviews and everything, it kind of like relates to all my first stuff being in Nottingham, because really that's where everything happened for me. But at the same time, I agree that it's not a strictly UK sound.
Yeah.
And I think that's, again, because like it's probably growing up with a dad from Africa, Tanzania, that it's I guess it wasn't like a necessarily traditional English upbringing, because I had both cultures kind of messing around, and maybe that's why it comes across my music, who knows.
Yeah, like influence from different places, and then obviously everyone, music, get the influence from completely different things. People like to listen to other genres to kind of better themselves in a way, or be influenced
by
other artists.
I think that's the thing, like now with our generation as well, we don't have like a strict kind of genre that almost leads the culture. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at most now, you could say like it's probably moving into like trap music is kind of like the new thing or whatever, or the thing that's kind of like starting to dominate on radio and clubs and whatnot. But otherwise, like with Spotify and Apple Music and stuff like that, like you can listen to like so much different kind of music, and it's not all about as dope as radio is, people are, it's so much easier to access and consume music.
Yeah, definitely.
Nowadays, and you can listen to literally whatever you want to do. Whereas, I guess, you know, in, I don't know if it was 60s or whatnot, but defo back in time, it's a lot more dominated by radio. And well, whatever plays on radio is kind of the, it's almost what everyone listens to. It's
yeah,
a lot
definitely.
More kind of scenes, you know?
And would you say your sound is like slightly radio friendly, but you have a lot of your music, a lot of people have discovered it just through online.
On, yeah, totally.
In that
I mean,
way.
Yeah, online is like, I mean, it's definitely, it's, you know, changing the whole course of the music industry and record labels and whatever, because you can put anything online and anyone can hear it across the world, what the world, and you could have a, essentially a hit off that. Maybe it's not going to be in the top 40, but suddenly people hear it and then they want to come to your shows, and suddenly
yeah,
you're
definitely.
Selling like, tickets to your shows, and then because that's happening, then the radio wants to play a record because
yeah.
everyone's asking for it.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily need like the traditional way of breaking an artist is definitely being broken down by artists and the internet for sure.
Yeah, have you, so speaking of that, have you found any fans in strange places? Like, this person in this country is listening to my music? Like,
you,
how?
Yeah, I mean, you know what's mad is, like, Korea. I get a couple of people in Korea, like, messaging me on Instagram, or, like, they, like, always send me, like, videos where they, like, choreograph to one of the songs. Like,
yeah.
these dancers, this group of dancers
oh,
that choreographed
wow.
to the songs. And I was like, I always think that's mad. Do
yeah.
you know what I mean? That far away that someone is like listening to music and like follows me or whatnot. And then I met a girl in Liverpool, and she was Korean, and she was like, oh my god, she's like yo, you're quite big in Korea, blah blah blah. And I just
wow,
I find that like completely nuts,
yeah.
bizarre, but it's amazing. So hopefully I'll get to go out there soon when I can get some money together to put a show on and fly
yeah, definitely.
Out. I'd love to go out there and play a show,
yeah,
but
So at the moment, so as we said, you've released Running Away.
Yeah.
And so what's your plans with that? You were saying off air that you've got your album like ready to be mixed or almost.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll
probably got to finish some of the productions on the album. So the album, hopefully I'll finish the productions on the album. What are we in now?
Now is the
end of May. Okay, so hopefully the productions will be finished. I reckon they'll be finished like beginning of June, so in like the next couple of weeks.
Okay. So have you got a release?
Hopefully get it mixed in June. So hopefully it'll be done around July time, just
okay.
in time for my birthday.
How nice. When's your birthday?
It's on the 1st of July.
Oh, so summer baby.
Yeah, exactly. The best kind.
They really are, really are.
But at the same time, like it's whenever it gets done, you know, I'm working on it 24/7 to get it finished. And if it doesn't get finished in July, then there's no stress, you know.
But definitely in the next few months. Definitely
yeah,
this year.
Sure. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
For sure. And then so this summer, as we said, summer's around the corner. You're
it's
playing
gone
a
so
few.
Fast.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
So crazy. It's
man.
It's the end of May. It's like
I know.
May 2016. How has that happened?
It feels like it was only New Year, like what? A couple of weeks ago, man.
Yeah, so
it's
I guess
crazy.
Especially the past year for you, since like you did release I think your big song first was like What's the Score of So Lost? And
yeah,
since then?
But that feels like, honestly, that didn't feel like that long ago for me.
No?
Because
that was like the end of 2014, early 2015 maybe?
2015, yeah.
Yeah.
It went out in 2015. But I don't know, it's a weird one. The time just goes a lot faster. Like 2015 has just flown by.
You're too busy having fun,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's it. And you're like, whoa, like I'm nearly 24 now, which is crazy.
Yeah, on the 1st of July, what, 25?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'll be 24. I'll be 24 on the 1st
of
July.
You're nearly 24 on the 1st of July. Okay, good to know. So, yeah, you're going to, over summer, play a few festivals in the UK?
Yeah, we've got a couple of festivals lined up. So I'll be at Glastonbury, which I'm very excited about.
Have you been before?
I've been, yeah, I think about 3 years ago. I went to play on the BBC Introducing Stage.
Was that when the Rolling Stones played?
Yes.
That year, but I didn't see you. But I did
but
go
you saw
that
the
year.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I saw the Rolling Stones.
They were so
it was
sick,
amazing.
Man. They were dope.
Did
they
you see
dope.
Them? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like ran over after my set. Well, actually, I say ran over. I just chilled for ages getting drunk and then went to watch Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
but
they
were amazing.
So packed. I don't think I've ever seen so many people.
I know.
Like at
it's
a stage.
It's a proper, like, mind, what do you call it? I can't swear, but.
Mind. Bl- mix, you know, yeah. that word. We know what you mean.
Definitely. Word, but it trips you out when you go onto the main stage and there's just like a sea of heads.
Definitely. It's I've never, because like, that was the first time I went, the first and only time I've been to Glastonbury.